How do you do, folks? Hope springs eternal because it is opening day in Major League Baseball. This is the Sportsline Podcast. I'm Bubba O'Neill. Well, as we love to do, athletes, coaches, officials, and executives from Southern Ontario, and in particular, the Golden Horseshoe, will be always shining bright on the Sportsline Podcast. Well, nowadays, when you plunk down your hard-earned cash for a ticket to a sporting event, you are paying for more than just the game. You want to be entertained. That's why the role of the in-game host is so important. And today, we have one of the best in the business. Coming off her cheerleading and entertainment Tonight Canada experience, Emily Thompson has no fear of the microphone. Well, you know, if you've been to a Tiger Cats, Honey Badgers, or Hamilton Cardinals game in these parts, you know her and you love her. Emily Thompson here on the Sportsline Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Wow, what an intro, Bubba. Thank you so much.
It's your life.
I know, but I'm like, I want to hear more.
Well, it's great that you come here and join us. And I mean, it's the off season for you right now. You have such a busy schedule when I think of all the things that you do. Do you like the little chill time right now?
I do. Honestly, it's pretty funny because when you're in those moments and you're just go, 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 you don't even really have time to think about sitting at home and relaxing. But finally, when you get those moments just to relax and reflect, you're like, wow, I was really nonstop for a bit. But then, you know, a couple days goes by and you're like, okay, I'm ready for the season to start.
You know, there's something about you that I just so admire when I see you in action at Ticats games. And obviously, you've expanded to the Cardinals. You did the Hamilton Honey Badgers games here in Hamilton. You're also going out to Brantford. Is your, and I brought this up with Natalie Sexton, who does a very similar job to you yourself, you have this no fear of the crowd. Like, I could never do what you do, yet you bring that enthusiasm.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think it's so interesting to see people in their field from a different perspective, like watching you. I'm like, wow, look at everything he does. I don't know if I could do that. So it's so cool to hear you say that about me. But yeah, you really have to be able to put yourself out there and not have that fear of like, oops, did I say something wrong? Mm-hmm. Or the crowd's not really loving it. What can I do? So you really have to feed off of them and just know that I'm giving you my best version. I want you to have a good time at these games. Let's have a good time together. And I think having that attitude makes a world of a difference because I think people can see she's truly here and truly likes it and is truly rooting for the team that she works for. I want to join, right? So I love that relationship. And just if I say something silly, I do something, which is bound to happen, you just got to roll with it, right? It's funny at the end of the day.
Right. This all comes from, you know, being the host. But there was something before that, and I'll look at your days as the Hamilton Tiger Cats. You spent many years as a cheerleader, and I know that for you was something that's very, very special, and it's kind of a, I'll use the word brotherhood or sisterhood for you, because I've seen you, I've talked to so many current cheerleaders who say, you know, our motivational person, our kind of leader, someone that I wanted to look up to, was you, Emily.
Well, thank you for saying that. I think the one thing about being a cheerleader in any sport, there's so many stereotypes, and we really, as a squad, try to fight that, especially with my time in the Ticats Dance and Cheer. It was amazing, and it was so influential for me. We are so hardworking. We really care about the team. We know what's happening. People always just assume we're there with pom-poms and red lipstick and let's go team. No, we're there and we know what's happening. You got to know when the first down is. You need to know on offense, be quiet. We got to cheer loud on defense. There's certain things and we have certain cheers for certain plays. Mm-hmm. There's just so much that goes behind, and not only just game days, being out in the community, which is a really big important fact on being on any squad, introducing yourself to the fans and representing the brand and getting to know them, getting to know Tiger Town. It is so important, just as important as what you do on the field. So there's a lot of behind the scenes, but I'm very, very grateful for my 4 years. It's been life-changing, and it actually led me to like my career path now, which I love.
Well, and when I look at those cheer, like, I mean, yeah, you talk about the athletic aspect of it. You guys are doing some incredible tricks and flips and turns and spins. And
that's
all.
Why I had to retire. Well, I can't do it anymore.
Well, always in time with the music. I think of our own Leslie Stewart here at CHCH. Yeah. For many years, she was one of the captains. She went through it. She worked with the Argonauts as well, too. And she talked about how the hard work. And I think we've just recently gotten through a new team has been named.
Yes.
How stressful are those tryouts?
They are so stressful. I will tell you, I'm so happy I was behind the scenes and getting to enjoy it. And also, I wanted to be part of it to let the new candidates, know that it is very intimidating, but just enjoy it, have fun, because you will never get to experience something like this again. And you're always thinking like, oh, what if I don't make it? Or what if I get nervous? What if I screw up? There's a million things that goes on in your mind. And at the end of the day, you just want to impress the judges, which is our alumni. Mm-hmm. They're women who have been around since the 80s. It is very cool. Our current coach, Megan, who really wants to have the alumni involved. So during auditions, our first day, and then training camp and finals, it's very alumni heavy presence. And I love that. But yeah, honestly, I love just being there and cheering them on, because it makes such a difference to be dancing with someone and having that connection and having a smile and being like, you did a great job. And that is something I wish, when I was first auditioning, that I had that. Right. But this is stuff you just learn along the way, right?
Right. And I can think of someone like Tiffany Adorani, right? I mean, who is parlayed that into teaching children how to dance. Yeah. Obviously, her skills are unbelievable. I got to see it up close and personal at the Easter Seals, recent Easter Seals gathering for Dancing with the Stars, and seeing how on point she is. Now, for yourself, I mean, was the dancing, or the cheerleading, and obviously, they're kind of together. Was that part of your past?
Yeah. So, actually, I grew up with Tiffany. Okay. She taught me. I went to Caledonia Studio of Dance. I grew up dancing. And then, of course, when you turn 18, when you're graduating high school, you're like, what is the next move? I want to keep dancing. But obviously, being a local dancer, you have to move on. You retire. So, that's when I first got into the Thai Cats, because Tiffany, of course, she was my teacher, and she did it. And I just wanted to be like her. So I remember it was in 2012. I was fresh. I was just 18. And I remember walking in like, oh my goodness, these girls are amazing. And they just had that look. You always can tell when someone's been on the team for a few years. They ooze that really cool vibe. They're a veteran. It's someone that you want to be and hope to be. Mm-hmm. So I remember walking in and just looking up at everyone like, wow, I can't believe I'm dancing. I still remember what we did. I still remember the song. But yeah, I couldn't believe it when my number was called. And it took me on such a great journey. And just to be 18 and be at Ivor Wynn, my rookie year was the last year of Ivor Wynn. Wow. So that's a really special thing. Mm-hmm. And what is really cool, Andy Fantuz was also still on the team. Okay. I was a rookie. So to now see how we've kind of combined with our careers, and same with you.
Yeah, for sure.
I love that. All because I decided I wanted to go and try out back in 2012, and not knowing what would happen, but I said, let's try it out.
Well, and there's, again, so many layers to your career, and you talk about that. And again, your career is just really starting in so many ways. But you went to Mohawk College, a broadcast journalism thing, and you end up working at one of the, I think, even though it's not there sadly anymore on the global Chorus Network, this Entertainment Tonight Canada, a show that ran for 18 years with a host that, both of us share a lot of love for. And it's come to an end. But what did you learn from that experience in terms of the television aspect?
Wow, I learned everything. ET Canada really brought me my skill set. I was just a young girl, not really knowing. Of course, you go to school, you do what you do, you learn. But when you actually, get those wings and you go out into the real world, it is so different, but in a great way. You still understand the basics because of what you learned in journalism school. But when you actually get your first assignment, it is so scary. Mm-hmm. And everything you're thinking, like, what if I don't make my deadline? What if someone cancels? So much can go wrong. But I almost embrace things going wrong, because when you're learning and you're so eager and willing, it really helps you to define yourself and to believe in yourself. I really think having confidence in this area is so important, because if you're walking in thinking, oh, I don't know if I can do it, I'm not strong at this and that, you got to shake that off, or you will not survive. You have to have that mentality. If I make mistakes, I will make a mistake. I will own it. I'll learn. It'll never happen again. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And just be open to that. And I was so lucky. I had amazing coworkers who watched me from a little PA, production assistant, all the way into a producer. And they helped me grow. And they believed in me. They saw me rolling the prompter and said, you know what? that girl can do, I feel it. And I would always bug people. I'd be like, can I please do the daytime update?
That's what you gotta do.
I would just always ask and ask and ask. And finally, they're like, oh, yes, Emily, you can do it. And then from there on, it just, it's was crazy, everything that happened. Just always saying yes. I think it's very important. Mm-hmm. Any opportunity, whether you think you can or can't do it, always say yes, improve yourself, and the confidence that you will get is amazing.
And as, you know, Candace DeVay, someone that kind of followed in your footsteps or came in from your footsteps, you know, that worked with Ticats TV and all that kind of stuff. I know talking to her just even last week, she had kind of talked about the same thing. Do anything.
Yeah.
You just got to just say yes. Even if you're not even sure, you got to do yes because you figure it out along the way. Because if you don't say yes, that opportunity might never, ever come again.
And that's what hurts the most, I think, or something that, and you don't want to have what ifs. You don't want to have regrets and thinking like, wow, what if I stepped up and said I would do it, but I was too nervous or afraid. Mm-hmm. And now when's the next one going to happen? Obviously, you're going to wait and like hope that something does. But sometimes it's just better to just grab it and go for it, or even pitch ideas,
right?
You know, and put yourself out there. And it could be no at first, and that's okay. I've had a lot of no's, like going through ETA. I'd be like, well, what if we did this digital segment, and could I read? Could I be the go in studio and perform kind of thing? And at first it'd be like, no, but you know, keep on trying. Mm-hmm. So a couple months later, hey, I'm back. What do you think of that idea? And eventually it nailed.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah, the persistence is so incredibly important. Also important, I think, when in a job that you did, you know, as you do with the Tiger Cats and the Cardinals and the Honey Badgers, for the sports side of it, but also for your entertainment side as well, too, is not having the fear of talking to the stars.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, again, it does take practice. Like, I'm not going to lie. I would go in the mirror and I would just talk to myself, pretending that I'm talking to someone, and say the questions out loud and just build that confidence and say, you know what, that is a good question. It's valid. Like, you should ask that. And why not? And I think what I'm loving in like this era of like talking to professional athletes, it doesn't always have to be so like cut and dry. You can ask some of the fun things that a fan would never know. And having those moments that, okay, I respect this athlete, I see what they do on their day-to-day, but wow, I didn't know that that's what makes them laugh and that is their guilty pleasure. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I love having that side and just being able to do that. Because I also think it's important, besides asking the, like, how did you perform? What could you do better? You know, you have your basics, but then you want to just do some outside of the box thinking and be creative. And that's what I love most about this whole field. There's no limit.
Well, one of your, I would, this is what I would consider it, in terms of you and I really getting to work close together on a single occasion, was your fear. I mean, you were a contributor at the Ticats Audio Network, is that you were going to join Andy Fantuz and I doing the pre and post game show for it to Hamilton Live, Hamilton Tiger Cat game, halftime thing. And you came in there and you worked with us and shadowed us. And I thought you were great. We had you on air a little bit. Yep. What describe that experience.
That was unbelievable. And for that experience, I was still on the cheer team. That was my last year. I was trying everything and anything to pitch myself, to prove to head office, the media team, like, I really want to show you that I can do things outside of being a cheerleader. I really love this team. I'm invested. So having that chance, I felt like, was my opportunity to prove that, mm-hmm. hey, yes, I have pom-poms and I perform, but guess what? I know just as much as everyone else, you know? And that's very important. But I was so grateful for you and Andy. I feel like you guys have been there alongside, kind of watching mm-hmm. my journey. And it's always so nice mm-hmm. to have people like you who genuinely care and are in your corner. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful that you guys did that. I was so nervous. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I remember just studying, prepping for like weeks, it felt like.
We had to do everything that we would do, talking about the lineups, talking about matchups. And, you know, don't take this the wrong way. Not that I wasn't surprised that you would be prepared.
Right.
But you talked about, and you said this word, it was the confidence in which you spoke
yeah.
to the audience in delivering exactly what Andy and I would do.
Yeah, for sure. And it was because you guys were so welcoming and open that I felt like, okay, if they are giving me this opportunity and they think I can do it, I can do it. So.
Well, on top of that, too, and there was a camera crew following us as well, which added a whole new element just because Andy and I, and Andy's a good-looking guy. I'm not too good-looking. But, I mean, the cameras come around, right, and they're following us, and, like, everything's going on. It's like, wow, this is, like, an interesting day. Like, not only do we have just a regular football game going on, like, it's a whole production, and Emily's leading the charge. It was a lot of fun.
We vlogged it.
Yeah, we did. That was a lot of fun, and you did a wonderful job, you know. Again, let's go back to what you're doing right now. I think your main focus right now, I think, and kind of a new thing for you was joining the Hamilton Cardinals.
Yes.
Is there any difference in doing those kind of games as compared to the Ticats games?
Absolutely. Just baseball in general, there's just so much movement. Like, I am barely, not that I would be sitting down on a game, but, like, there is no time to, like, sit, to, like, grab water. It's just there's so much movement, but I love that because baseball can be long.
Yeah.
It can be long, especially if there's weather or, you know, like, delays, anything.
Right.
So keeping the fans engaged for a certain amount of time, like, that was new to just, you know, hey, I'm back. How are y'all doing? And then, you know, go away and then the next inning, hey guys, I'm back again.
Yeah.
So just learning the rhythm and learning what, you know, what I would do on the sidelines compared to, you know, at a ballpark, it is different but similar, because you still have to have that confidence and know that they are there for a show, they're there for your energy, and they're there to have fun.
Right.
So all you have to do is just make sure to keep the vibes up. The only time it can be difficult, obviously, is when the team is down or, you
struggling,
know,
yeah.
struggling, and, you know, people are leaving. You don't want people to leave. Mm-hmm. So that's where I think I get tested the most, is making sure we're still keeping up the energy. We're here to watch the Cardinals. We got to cheer them on regardless of the score.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? The fans have been amazing. There's so much history with the Hamilton Cardinals, and to know that I am part of, you know, this build into what it is now, like Eric.
I don't know what it is with the Intercounty Baseball League, and I remember my first couple of years covering the league here, working at CHCH, and where it has come to.
Yeah.
And this sort of, I don't know what's going on between the Cardinals and the Welland Jackfish.
Oh, we don't talk about Welland over here. Those are our rivals.
That's fun, though. And people are showing up to the ballpark.
Yeah.
And both teams were playoff teams, and it was really exciting last year. And I would expect that this that kind of energy for this league will continue this year.
Oh, yeah. I think the movement we had last season for opening day, which is May 17th, I am so excited to see everybody. Like, I actually miss it. And I think that shows just how important this was to me, because, like we said, we're in off season. It's nice to have a break. But I'm just thinking, wow, I can't wait to spend my Fridays and Sundays at Bernie Arbor. And it's not even just the fans, it's the families, and, like, seeing the little girls that come with their brothers and seeing just how happy and excited they are. I love that for them. But yeah, the movement that the Cardinals are making, it's huge, and I'm so excited to see what is next for the club.
You know, and you're so correct in that. I don't know what it is. And, of course, we love the Ticats here. They will always be sort of the chief franchise here, a sporting franchise in this area. But, yeah, there is again, I talked about it with the baseball, with it being opening day.
Yeah.
There is something about going to the ball yard and grabbing a hot dog and being entertained and watching the game that I don't think, and baseball will never be my favorite sport.
Right.
But it cannot be matched in any other sport, that sort of romantic feeling about sports.
And singing the seventh inning stretch.
Mm-hmm.
I actually sing it in the mic, even if people don't want me to. I will sing it.
Can you give me a couple of lines?
Okay. Tap, tap, tap. Take me out to the ball game. And then they're like, no, no, no. Put the mic's off. The mic's off. So I am going to, like, calm it down a little bit, but I can't help it. I get excited.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll tell you, there's one thing about you at those Cardinals games that stuck in my mind. And, you know, I know you like to post to social media. You were executing a conga line, which had hundreds of people following you throughout Bernie Arbor Stadium. And I was like, are you kidding me? This girl will do anything.
Things that you don't see in baseball, right?
Yeah, for sure. That must have been fun.
It was. was fun. And what was awesome is, like, so on Fridays, there's so many kids. Sundays are usually the families. They all come. And then Friday, I always say, if you want to have a party, come on out. But there are a lot of kids that come on Friday, like after school. And they're always running around. They're so excited. And then when there's music, I'm like, let's go. Mm-hmm. And they all just joined. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, wait, we got people behind me. Let's keep it going. We were all offbeat, but it was very cute. And it was also to a rap song.
Yeah.
Like things that just don't match, but it worked.
Right.
It was very cute. And those are the things that sit with me. And it's like, I love being that face. And you know what was interesting? When working the Ticat games and being out in the South Plaza, mingling with the fans and stuff, everyone would say to me, wow, are you that girl from the Cardinals? And I'm like, wow, I just did not expect that, because you're here at a Ticats game, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, if they do recognize me, it'd just be from cheer and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So to know that someone is seeing that from a Cardinals perspective, I'm like, wow, that first year, right? That is so cool.
I think what you do too is we talked about it just for a slight second there, was the social media aspect. How important is that right now? I think for people like yourself, it wasn't obviously, it just wasn't around when I first started out in the business, but it's critical at this point. I see it at this station. I see it with everything we do. Do it with this podcast, our trending now. Everything is posted on social media, TikTok, but you're all over it.
Yeah. Well, honestly, I think it's fun to be able to do things outside of the box. And with TikTok, there's really no rules. So if you want to post something, you want to make like a reel, like it's a way to show your creative side and show a different perspective of how I viewed the game. Because sure, you saw me with my mini mic and holding the camera interacting, but okay, see everything else I did after I saw you at the South Plaza. But just giving that perspective for, you know, the fans that can't necessarily be at a game but wish they could, and they're like, wow, looking at these videos or stories, they're like, I really feel like I'm there. And that is always the goal, is to whatever I'm feeling, that energy and the crowd and the noise, I hope you're feeling it at home.
So what's next? Obviously there's something down the line, and we talked about your career and all the things that you've done so far. Is there something down the line where you're saying, okay, if not the end game, that's my next move?
Right. Definitely for my end game, for doing this game hosting kind of gigs, I would love to do like an NHL team or even like an AHL team. I've never really done hockey. I filled in for the Brantford Bulldogs. Their host was sick, and that was so cool. Mm-hmm. And again, a different experience, different vibe, different atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And I would just love to have that feeling of doing, you know, the next up team in that sense. So it would be really cool to, you know, try to dip my toes in that, if anyone's listening, if you need a game day host. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that would be really cool. And then for producing, I'm applying to jobs. I'm just hoping that next gig becomes available. But I'm really lucky that I at least have these side hustles to keep on going. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just keep applying. I would love to work for like a television show again. Mm-hmm. Entertainment was like my first passion, but whatever's honestly open and available, and if it's the right fit, of course I'll do it.
Well, I loved when I looked at some of your Entertainment Tonight stuff. I don't know if you're doing it on the side as well too, but you are mixing the entertainment, a lot of your segments, you're mixing sports and entertainment too, which I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is a dream situation for Emily right now.
It is, and I would beg. So we would always have our morning meeting, and we'd go through the news and what's breaking in Hollywood. And of course there's a lot of like Tom Brady stuff going on at the time, or like NBA stuff. I'm like, can we please just sneak it in? And I would put it in my script and get vet, and I would go check, like, oh my gosh, please still be there. And it was still there. So I really pushed for it, because we want to open to everyone. And like, what if a husband and wife or whoever, like there's a male watching, and you know, normally they don't want to watch entertainment, but like they hear, oh, Tom Brady and the tease, why is Tom Brady going to be on Entertainment Tonight Canada? Stay tuned. But I was really excited to start pushing the envelope and intertwining both.
Well, I love that, the way you are pushing the envelope and everything that you do and getting yourself noticed. And I know it's not a selfish thing for you. I know it is part of your career, but it's obviously clearly one of the passions. And we're here to follow you. And we never know what happens in the future. But Emily, thank you so much for joining us here on the Sportsline podcast, because I think it's important what you do. And like I said off the top, I mean, this in-game host stuff, when I first started going to games, it didn't exist. Yeah. But right now, it is such a critical part of the entertainment package of buying a ticket right now. And you are excelling. You are top of your game. And it can only lead to something really, really great. So we look forward to continuing to see what you grow into. It's a wonderful thing.
Oh, thank you so much. And it's great to have role models like you. And I can't wait to be back to be like, hey, here's an update.
Well, I'm looking forward to it there, Emily. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, folks, that's your Sportsline podcast for the day. And as you've just seen and heard, we love talking to those who have a true passion for sports right there. If you do know of an athlete, team, or event to promote, the Sportsline podcast, we do want to hear from you. Please hit that thumbs up, like, and subscribe button so you can be the very first in line for all the amazing content here on CHCH, including Trending Now, Morning Live, and Newsmakers. For the wonderful people that make the Sportsline podcast possible, thank you so very much, and we'll see you on Friday.